1239, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show with JV.
Hi, guys.
And Natasha back in studio with us. JV, do you want to talk about why you've been out?
Yeah, so first I want to thank my company, iHeart, Selena and Graham. You guys did an amazing job. By the way, I hate my voice sounding like this. It just doesn't sound good, does it?
It doesn't sound that different to me.
Really, Graham?
No.
Okay.
I mean, it sounds different because I haven't heard you in my headphones in a while, buddy. So
it's a little nasally.
It's awesome to hear your voice.
That's all the headphones.
But thank you, Selena and Graham. And thank you to all the listeners who left so many wonderful messages and prayers. So far, the prayers are not working, but...
Oh, pray harder?
Yeah, I could use a few more. Mm-hmm.
Maybe some tweets.
I feel terrible that you guys were left in the dark. But I finally got into a place where my health has allowed me to come in, and I finally got into a place that I can share something this personal. Again, the main reason I've been gone is I've been sick. I made a lengthy blog post. You can read all about my journey and the symptoms at thejvshow.com. To save time for now, I'll tell you that I noticed something in March, something that I shared with these guys. And then April, things got worse. From April to August, I had seen several doctors, including a UCSF neurologist, and none of the doctors could figure out what was wrong with me. And I was given several meds. Oh, you know, like, let's treat this. Let's try to treat this. And everything was making me worse. I mean, I was in a really bad place. I would later find out that with my illness, medication sensitivity is common. Selena, can you do me a favor? Can you read the month of July from the blog post that I made?
Yeah. So here's July. Each day at work, I was barely holding on. It was hard to do the show. By the end of each day, everything just got worse. And by nighttime, I would be spinning with awful vertigo, and I had constant surges hitting my head. On heavy sleep meds, I was still only getting a couple hours of sleep per night. As all of this was going on, I started to feel like I was losing my mind. In July, I also started to get bouts of depression and unexplainable fear. I've never had clinical depression before. I would eventually find out that the feeling of losing one's mind, as well as other psychiatric manifestations, are common with my illness.
And can you also read August?
Yes. Selena was aware of some of my symptoms, and she graciously offered to start running the equipment for me. During commercials, I went for walks. I would call Natasha, who was working from home, and tell her how badly I was struggling. I shared with a few people at work about the symptoms I was experiencing. I told one coworker that I was having thoughts of suicide. As I was becoming more and more depressed, I started to have thoughts of suicide every night. I would cry to Natasha almost every night because I knew I was about to leave her soon.
So that takes us to September 12th. I took my sleep meds and a new antidepressant that was supposed to help with sleep. The psychiatrist said, I can't try another antidepressant. Nothing is working. He said, this is just, you've got to get some sleep. After a couple of hours, I was awakened by this. To go over all of my symptoms is going to be too much, but I was awakened essentially by my symptoms, and I had decided that was enough. I went downstairs and I wrapped myself in a blanket with a photo of Natasha and I, and I sat in the car, and I am concerned parents with kids, if we...
it's a sensitive subject and one that parents may not be ready to talk to their kids about. So if you have kids in the car, maybe just turn it down just for a second.
But we're going to be coming back to this a lot. If you think it's okay, you know, and you can explain this to them. I swallowed all the meds and the psych drugs that I had been prescribed over the spring and the summer, and then I blacked out. I was trying to write different people and say, you know, I'm sorry. And I blacked out, and that, for me, that was it. I remember kind of coming back to, and Natasha was hitting me in the face like really hard. And I remember trying to say something to her, but I couldn't really get words out. Natasha, do you want to talk about what?
Well, when I found you,
First of all, how did you know something was even going on?
I got up and you weren't there, and you always get me up. And I spent an hour the night before cutting all the little string and fuzzy things off of your Warriors sweatshirt because you guys
had a Chase Center broadcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was still there. So I called Selena. I thought maybe you left early and she said you weren't with her. So I went down to the car and you were in the car and you were passed out. So I started slapping your face and trying to get you up. And you got up for a second and you said, you mumbled, stop hitting me. And then your eyes just stayed open and your face turned, it just felt like rubber. And I thought, your eyes did not close. I thought you had died right in front of me.
Yeah.
Like I was freaking out. Like I just never thought that you would do something like that. I knew you were in pain. I mean, you're the strongest person I've ever met in my life. So for you to get to the point where you wanted to take your life, I felt so helpless, like all spring, all summer. I mean, this whole time I felt helpless. You've been in so much agony. I'm just, even today, like, I mean, every single day, I just worry about you.
So we'll come back to that. I'm sorry. I apologize to her a million times for doing that to her. You guys know how people say when they die, they have a near-death experience that they go into this beautiful light and all of the...
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That just didn't happen.
Not even a little bit?
No. Oh, I don't believe those people. It didn't happen for me anyway.
God, there's a whole Netflix series about that.
I know.
That.
Don't believe them. That was a scam.
Wow. You probably just don't remember. I bet it
so I woke up in the ER and they told me after I get out and they're monitoring my liver levels and they
called poison control.
They pump my stomach and I don't know if they go through the back end too, but they did something there.
A little sore back there?
Yes. Like, you know, have you ever turned a sock inside out?
Stop it.
So they told me after I get out of ER that I'm going to a psych ward on a 5150, and I said, why? And they said, your wife said you tried to take your life. And I called Natasha and I said, how could you do that to me? Because for me to be held against my will, I was losing my mind, you guys. I really was. Although I was holding on during the day, by the time I would go home, I was trapped in this brain that I couldn't be trapped in anymore. So the thought of ever going to a psych ward, and I understand that what she was trying to do. So I said, Natasha, how could you do this to me? And she was bawling, and she goes, what? Do you know what this has done to me? Do you know how much I'm hurting?
I've, you know, leading up to this, I've been very, very scared. Like, I knew what state you were in. So I was just afraid. I had no idea they were going to send you away. But, I mean, leading up to it, every single day, every moment that we weren't together, I was afraid something was going to happen.
Yeah. So I'm in the ER. All of my bosses were calling, giving me nothing but love and support. Even the CEO of our company, Bob Pittman, called me and he said, hang in there. We're going to figure this out. We're going to see what's causing all of this. He then called Natasha and said, he needs to get checked for Lyme. Natasha said, they tested him for Lyme. He said, have him tested again. This is one of the smartest guys, as you guys know.
Yeah.
Out there, he obviously knows something, and he mentioned what to look for in some blood tests. So after the ER visit, I was put on a 5150. I went from an ambulance down to South San Jose from San Francisco. Again, while I was in the psych ward, my bosses were so there for me. Katie Wilcox is our president here. You guys, can I tell you, Katie was calling there, and she was trying to make sure I was okay and trying to make sure I was at the right place. I'll one day tell you about these places. They're not good, like, for a lot of reasons, but she wanted to see if she could get me out and get me to somewhere else because I'm sick. That's the main reason I'm sick. It's not that,
she's, you know, so amazing.
And that's not to make light of, you know, anyone with going through psychiatric issues. I'm still going through some of them.
And those places, I think they're trying their best, but it's just overcrowded.
I think some people are. But you guys, Katie would call, and I'm getting screamed at by patients about phone time. I went from JV from Wild 94.9 to being yelled at by someone with no pants on.
Ew. Oh. Do they have anything on down there?
You guys, the stories I'm going to tell you one day about this, you have to go to different classes and stuff. You have to show up. I've got vertigo. Like, I'm spinning. I'm watching them hold people down. If you don't take your medication, they're holding you down and jabbing it into your leg.
Jeez.
I'm going through so much stress. But you have to show up in these meetings, and someone is talking about their tattoos, and this person goes, I've got tattoos, takes the pants straight off, like, naked. Like, the,
oh, my God.
The stuff that was going on
Did the tattoo look like?
I'm not going to tell you.
It was like a barber pole?
It was yet like another blue like butterfly.
Oh.
Too many of those out there.
Yeah.
No disrespect if you have one of those. So I get out of the psych ward. By the way, if you're just tuning in, this is JV. I was dealing with an unknown illness since March of last year, one that can cause severe psychiatric symptoms. In September, I tried to take my life. By the way, I thought about whether or not I would share that. And the answer was eventually yes, because I believe as human beings, we are all going to fall or be fragile at some point, or we might completely break. And I did. And as strong as I've been in my life and as much as I've accomplished, I'm still human. You know, I needed to lean on others. I have for several months. I needed people to help put me back together. I still do. But when I'm better, I need to go back to helping others that are broken or hurt. I also decided to share everything today because if anyone else is struggling, like right now, today, I just want you to know you're not alone. And there's a lot of people going through stuff. You know, I started to look into like what I have and what's going on. I just realized there's so many. This show, I promise, is not, it's not going to be a regular theme. And we're not going to, you know, talk about this all the time. But like, there's a lot of, I'll check myself sometimes, although I've gone to hell and back and I'm still in this. I think about what other people are going through. And there's so many people hurting that need the rest of us to get around them and help them and love them.
Yeah.
You're going to say something, Graham?
I was just going to say, I mean, you sharing that because you said you didn't know if you were going to share that part of it. And I'm really thankful you did because I think it's going to help more. It's just going to help a lot more people.
I hope so.
You know, our boss, Don, he told JV that whatever's going on in your head to make you feel that you want to end your life, I mean, if you think about it, in a year or 2 years' time, it's not going to be that. I mean, it might still be something, but...
Like in 2 years. So I hope he's okay with me sharing this. Don and Katie have had this in their family. And Don lost his brother. I mean, we love Don here so much. Don lost his brother, and he was like, I just always think if at the time when he was in so much pain, if he could just get through 2 years, he would look back and go, man, that was hard, but I did it. And so I would remember those words mm-hmm. from Don, because I went back to thinking about those things. So after the psych ward, some people close to me thought he just needs rest. Others thought, no, he needs inpatient or outpatient, you know, treatment. He needs to be, you know, with a facility. But others, including the psychiatrist that I started seeing last year, said, no, he's never been depressed and he's never had these bizarre symptoms. What he needs first is a diagnosis. We need to see what's underneath this. So October, we made an appointment to a hospital in LA, a well-known one. Again, Bob Pittman recommended that we do this. In the meantime, my condition got worse by the day. At that point, I had gone from 228 pounds that you guys knew me to 160.
Jeez.
Weight loss is also common with my illness. By the way, do you guys remember when Bieber got really skinny, Justin Bieber, and very depressed, and he was caught on camera?
Yes.
Crying?
Yeah.
Turned out he had Lyme, right?
Right.
By the way, most people that have Lyme will just say Lyme. It's kind of complicated. There are many different tick infections. I just happen to have two of them. Well, I'll get that to that. We drove to a hospital in SoCal. There were several things off with the blood test, which the CEO of our company predicted would be off, but the hospital refused to test me for Lyme. I come back up to the Bay Area. Another neurologist at UCSF felt so bad for what I was going through. She suggested, let's try to get one of your symptoms under control, the vertigo that you start having. There is a thing called vestibular rehab. So I went to what's called a functional neurologist who treats vestibular issues. I went in. I was so off balance. I could hardly stand. My head felt like it was being crushed. I had electricity like running through my head, down my spine and into my legs. And she could see that I was struggling. She said, tell me everything that you've gone through. I want to hear your whole journey. So I shared everything, including my suicide attempt and the psych ward. And I was in tears. I could not regulate my emotions at that time at all. And she looked back at the labs of all the other places that I've been. And she said, I think I know what's going on. I've seen this before many times. You have Lyme. If not, you have another tick infection, and you might have multiple. When a tick bites you, or you can also accumulate them throughout your life, and something can trigger them to make them active. And I really didn't know what she was saying, but she was sure of this. She did the blood test. 2 weeks later, she called me in, and I was positive for Lyme. And these two other tick infections, you can read about it if you care, at my blog post. They are known for causing psychiatric disorders. There's like kids that they've found that, you know, suddenly are suicidal for no reason, or are dealing with all kinds of stuff. And then it turns out they have these infections that I have.
In your blog post, you mentioned that you've never had or been diagnosed with clinical depression before.
Yes, yeah.
Do you think that these infections could be the reason, though, why you've had like these anxiety issues
Yes.
your whole life?
Yes. So I've done a lot of studying on this, and they can start to manifest. You have a lot of microbes in your body, a lot of good ones, and then you have some bad ones that you've picked up over life. If you've, let me be the example, take care of yourself. I was not taking care of myself. My diet was terrible. I never slept. I was stressed. I was involved in politics. I was scared of COVID. I would watch reality TV and just be in drama on social media. If your immune system gets out of whack, then these microbes can become full-on active, or they can start to a little bit at different times of your life. Maybe you suddenly start getting migraines. You're like, I never had a headache. And then later on, you start becoming depressed. And then later on, you have insomnia. These are all common things with these infections. But when, for me, and I don't want to, it's controversial. I don't want to say what I think triggered my mind to all, you know, after I wasn't taking care of myself, then there was a trigger. So then everything just came out. I thought when I got the diagnosis, okay, cool, 2 weeks antibiotics, I'm going back to work. The doctors told me, no, these infections, they take time. You need to understand things are going to get much worse before they start to get better. Every time we go after these infections, it's going to get bad over and over again. And I explain why in my blog post, but from the end of November to March was hell on earth. I was hallucinating. I had vertigo, distortion in my vision, fevers, electrical shocks running through my brain and my body. I was in so much pain. I had these tremors and convulsions. By February, I was going for little walks. I was starting to be able to go for walks, but like I had to just try to always hide who I was, because I'm like now convulsing in public. They would just hit me. You guys remember last March when I told you they were hitting my head?
Yeah.
Now they were like hitting through my entire body. And I'll just say this really quick. As you're killing off the infection, that's the die-off of it, runs through your brain tissue, through your blood, through all, and it just makes everything that you were going through 10 times worse. Also, and it's a long process of killing it. Or
also, by the end of the night, he wouldn't be able to get words out.
I couldn't
talk. He would struggle to just say a sentence.
I would just like, and then the tears would start rolling down my eyes. And I was just a mess. But then I started to have days where one of the symptoms would lighten up. On better days in February and March, I would call work and say, you know what, I think I can come back. And then every time I regretted it, because that same afternoon or the next day, I'd be back in hell. But so I'm here today. I'm in a much better place than September. I'm better than last month, but I'm still in treatment. I have a long way to go. I want the show to be fun and lighthearted. I got to do Lyme time. I got to be easy coming back into it. You know, I was I wasn't going to share anything until 7:05, but I was so excited to see you guys. If you go back and listen to the podcast later, I was jumping in at 6:20, you know, trying to joke and yell. And Natasha's like, calm, stop. Because part of it is to get my nervous system is a wreck and it has to be, you know, calm. So I have to do a little at a time.
Can I just say?
Yes.
I love that through everything that you've been through that you just detailed, the fact that you're able to still come in here with a sense of humor. Like, that's one thing I was afraid of. I'm like, man, he's been through hell and back. Like, I want that same JV, you know, and that you're still you.
So it's going to take some time. I warned my bosses have been just amazing. I want to mention Mark really quick. Our immediate boss, he's been so supportive, so loving. Like Friday, he was like, hey buddy, I want you to get better, you know, by Wazmataz, because I need you to park cars and sell popcorn there.
Yeah, we're a little short-staffed right now. He was going to have me doing all that.
Did we sell popcorn there? But no, I've warned, you know, the boss is like, I don't know how much I'm going to be able to do. Just me, like, trying to prepare the blog post was hard. My mind gets really tired. With one of these infections, like eye issues, it's a common thing in the way it ties into the brain. So if I read too much or I'm like too active, but I'm so much better than a month ago.
And even 2 weeks ago.
I wanted to come back to work because I feel like it's going to be good for my spirit and healing, but I'll just have to do what I can do. And I also warned you guys, I said, you know, there's times where my brain just can't keep up. And I won't be as quick, or I won't be able to remember names. Some of the scariest things were, I remember watching the Super Bowl and these celebrities were coming on TV, and I had no idea who anyone was. And I still sometimes will go down to the bathroom or to the kitchen or whatever. And I just don't know why I'm there. Well, the bathroom, I should be able to figure that out.
Yeah, I hope so.
You're here to empty something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Generally, but
some people could be looking
for a Q-tip.
Up.
We don't know. It could be any number of things.
But again, I've had, you know, nothing but support. You guys were like, hey, whatever you can do in my company, same thing. Like, hey, whatever you can do, just do. There's some listeners. I wanted to thank Donna.
This has to be the best company in the world, really.
Yeah.
Donna said, JV, take your time getting up to speed. You have been missed. I appreciate that. So.
Yeah. Just take it slow.
Earlier, we have to get into this break. Earlier, we were going through all of the theories and guesses. You know, people were like, oh, he's out for this. He's not. It's not an illness. I think it's this. No, I think it's this. Did anyone have suicide attempt on their bingo card?
No.
No?
It was not on there.
Selena, you got to push it.
I know. It is too soon.
She said you wanted me to be me. I know.
I do want you to be you.
I know.
I do.
It is a serious subject.
No, I know it is. And trust me, like I said, I'm on my way to getting better. And then when I can stand strong again, by the way, I won't be able to be on social media much because that just, it's just, and I feel bad for anyone that's going to say anything today. I appreciate all the love and all the support, and I can get back to some people, but not everyone. But then that day will come that I'll be strong again, and then you better believe I will be the biggest guy fighting for anyone going through anything psychiatric-wise or, you know, complex illness-wise, any of that.
Can I just say one thing?
Nope.
Yes.
Yeah, what is it?
If anyone knows anyone that is dealing with severe depression or talks of suicide, take them serious. I mean, JV mentioned it to me here and there throughout the time he was sick before all that happened. And I knew he was hurting really bad, but I just didn't think that he was at that point to do it. Like, take them serious and really ask them questions and be there for them. If it would have been successful, I don't know if I could have.
And can I say this, the way that she's been there for me, you guys, there was one day that I went behind the Chase Center and I started making videos. I made one for you and Selena and Graham, saying goodbye and I love you. And I was making one for, by the way, it was pissing me off. I was trying to make one for my bosses, for the listeners, to tell you thank you for a wonderful career. And as I was doing it, I was trying, you know, not to cry. I wanted the last memory of me to be something, you know, just a thank you and I love you. And someone kept going by on a one wheel, blasting their stereo. I was so pissed.
What an idiot.
Like, I am trying to leave some goodbye messages here and it's taking me two hours. God. And Natasha's calling me on the phone, worried. I got to get these done. But I want to thank Natasha because...
Can we stop joking about that, please? It feels so wrong to laugh.
I know.
Thank you.
But you guys, Natasha, after that happened, she knew that I didn't want to be locked up in some facility. Like, I don't want that. For me, that's not a life. Like, I need to work this out, and I need to get through this, and I have a strong, you know, support system around me. But poor Natasha, I have to take all these meds all day. Like, she's just, that's all she does and all she has been doing is taking me to doctor's appointments. And then, you know, the meds like start in the morning and then this one and then this one and then this one's got to be on this time and this one. And she's calling, you know, about insurance. And then at night, you know, I sleep in the closet just so, because part of this is very sensitive to light and sound and all of that. So I just sleep in there where it's dark. And there were times after the original attempt that I, you know, I still had those thoughts, and so I would try to sneak out, and I would look at her and, you know, see her, like, sleeping. She had bags under her eyes because, you know, in dark circles, because every night she would just, she's trying to sleep, but she's also trying to keep an eye on, you know, making sure that I can't get out, so... That's why we've been gone, and I'm glad to be back, and it'll be good to get some laughs and get the spirit going, you know. And
don't worry, you wouldn't have been able to get out. I barricaded everything.
You guys,
bells.
She did.
I taped the door.
I would sometimes do a rehearsal, like, you know, can I climb over all of this stuff? And there was like, I would hit bells going off, and then the dog leashes, and they would bark, and she's like, "Where are you going?" I go, "Just to the bathroom."
It's just here.
That is.